Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And remember, we're broadcasting from the Atlanta Home Show from the Infinite Energy Arena. Come see us. But you need to be thinking about Valentine's Day because it is right around the corner. And if you don't have plans yet, I want you to think about STK, the contemporary steakhouse in Midtown Atlanta that has your Valentine all wrapped up in a bow and ready to go. I brought in the general manager, DA, who has some fantastic things to talk about, their plans for Valentine's Day and some wines that he brought in. And DA, STK is a fantastic steakhouse in Midtown. It's on 12th Street and Peachtree.
Right.
And it's not your normal stuffy steakhouse.
No, actually, what our slogan is not your daddy's steakhouse. So, you know, what we kind of focus on is taking the stuffy elements out of going to a steakhouse,
yeah.
Right? So trying to modernize that and create, you know, what we like to call vibe dining, which is, you know, where you get to come in and you get to have this modernized atmosphere. Servers aren't wearing coats. There's no green carpet. There's no wallpaper. You know,
it's very sleek.
Exactly. Exactly. And you should feel sleek. You should feel important. You should feel like a celebrity every time you walk into our restaurant.
Speaking of celebrities, you know what? It's a nice place to go and spot a celebrity.
You sure can. I mean, this is a place that celebs love to go. I mean, we have sports players, we have actors, we have musicians, we have rappers, we have all kinds of things that come in, whether for chilling at the bar and hanging out, or if they have a special event in one of our private rooms too.
Now, speaking of special events, but we have a special day coming up, and that's Valentine's Day. And I hope that if you have a special someone in your life that you are already thinking about that, because it's Friday, but you're going to be celebrating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, most definitely. So we do have very limited reservations right now for actual Valentine's Day. The first part of the night, we're going to open it at 4 o'clock. And you know, we're really trying to get the most amount of people in.
Sure.
Because it's a really highly desired restaurant, for
people that have never eaten out in their lives.
Yeah.
Eat out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, we want to be able to cater to them. And you know, when our slogan for this Valentine's Day is feed your fantasy, right? So, yeah, exactly. So, you know, we have a special curated menu for everyone that's coming in over the weekend that we're really excited to show everyone.
Now, what do you think that, in your opinion, DA, that your steakhouse, STK, is known for?
It's known for the vibe, right? So we do something on Fridays and Saturdays called a shot show, which is where the whole restaurant basically just stops. Everything goes dark. Servers all come out with sparklers and LED batons, and the DJ plays louder music, and we give a shot to everybody in the restaurant, and we all take a shot together.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did I miss this? Well, I was there during the day. Okay. That's why I missed this.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done that during the day on Thanksgiving.
No. It was a wholesome time when I was there.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more.
Okay, so they come for the vibe, right? So that you got the shot show, you have the DJ, you have these beautiful large booths that have, you know, fine china and things like that on it. But you have, you know, a modern feel, right? We're playing top 40s mixed with some old school stuff and some remixes and some house music. And we have really cool cocktail lists that have some catchy names, and you know, it's a really cool experience to be able to get the vibe. And you know, I'm talking a lot about alcohol.
That's okay.
But you know, STK steak, right? We're a steakhouse, so
but you're not all show. The food is there to back it up.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, I was getting to, is that it's not just about the booze and it's not just about the vibe, but the food is there for us to have a leg to stand on, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
So I was there on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I had the traditional Thanksgiving meal, which was awesome. And my son had the Wagyu steak, mm-hmm. beef steak. He said it was the best steak he's ever had in his life.
It is. It is the best steak that you can probably get. Yeah.
And the sides that you offer, the lobster mac and cheese, I can't say enough. Of course, I had to, you know, that was not on my menu, but I had to try his.
Right.
And it was so luscious and delicious and decadent. I mean, it was everything
you want.
I know. I mean, you know, everything that you want a lobster mac and cheese to be, that you've dreamt it to be, it lived up to that and more.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, that's why I say the food gives us a leg to stand on, right? So you have this incredible experience and you have this incredible vibe, and then you have the food come out, and it delivers every time.
Well, tell us about what we're drinking right now, and this is something that you can order on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so I brought in a Ruinart Rosé in a split bottle, and a split bottle is just a half bottle, basically.
Which is adorable, perfect for two people.
It's soup's cute, and it's perfect for two people, exactly, and that's why I brought it in. And rosé, it's red, it's cute, it's Valentine's Day,
yeah,
you know, that
perfect.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
And it's light, it goes with anything that you're pairing, appetizers.
Yeah, first
it's not
course
fill
is a
you
nice
up.
First course type of starter, right? So you have a nice like glass and a half per person, and then you can really pair that with the things that are falling onto our Valentine's Day specials, like our soy honey glazed ahi tuna, or even you could pair it with the roasted halibut.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Okay, well, we haven't poured the red yet, and we will in just a moment. But what are some of the other things that are on the Valentine's menu?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're also doing a 10-ounce bone-in Rossini, and that's basically a take on a old-school steak dish, but we're going to do it new school, right? Because we're STK.
Yeah.
So it's a 10-ounce bone-in filet. It's going to have seared frog on top, shaved truffles, and then like a mushroom Madeira sauce.
Oh, my gosh. Can you get three more decadent things to put on top of a steak?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, a filet is so lean that when you put something like frog or truffles on top, it really helps, you know, pair that steak perfectly and complement its leanness.
Okay. Now, when I think of Valentine's Day, you've got to save room for some desserts.
Right. Well, we're also doing something like you can share. So our desserts are shareable, and we're doing like a big steak that you guys can share. So we're also doing a porterhouse surf and turf.
Oh.
So that's a 28-ounce porterhouse with a full lobster tail.
Oh.
Yep. It's going to have confit shallots and chimichurri sauce as well.
I could eat chimichurri sauce on roadkill.
Our chimichurri sauce is spectacular. I'm a huge fan of garlic, and it has, you know, actual pieces of garlic in it. So when I pour that on my steaks, I'm just like in heaven.
Okay, now you had me at chimichurri sauce. So
now you're ready for dessert.
I I could put that on anything and be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So the special for dessert is it's a chocolate lava marshmallow cake.
Okay.
Yeah, just take that in for a second. Yeah. With like a raspberry jam dust and some white chocolate ice cream. And I know I'm drooling just thinking about it.
Dust.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Your pastry chef has just really taken it to the next level.
Right. Exactly. And we also have the standard, the thing that everybody likes to put on their Instagram, the cloud. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, so it's kind of like a strawberry shortcake with a vanilla ice cream, but it has a huge mound of cotton candy on top of it. And then we bring it to the table and we douse it in liquor and then we set it on fire.
It is an Instagram dream.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, STK is so picture worthy. Your photos will be spectacular with everything that comes out at STK, because you know that it doesn't happen unless you take a picture of it.
Right, exactly. And you know what we always say is the phone eats first.
Oh,
right.
That's awesome.
And that's, you know, that's kind of what we do. I mean, we have a photo booth in the very front of the restaurant that faces our, you know, 30-foot horned wall. We have something that actually Atlanta came out with that is rolled out to most of the STKs, is something called Butter Bar, which is, you know, an opportunity to put something on Instagram and tag SDK. It's these five chef crafted butters that come out to the table.
Oh, I had that.
Did you?
Yes.
They're amazing. We just came out with five new flavors too. So we're doing like an A5 Wagyu style butter that has like shavings of that Wagyu that he had at Thanksgiving.
Gosh.
Yeah. But it's like emulsified in the butter and then melted on top of your steak right in front of you. I mean, come on.
Okay. This is just screaming decadent, and it's going to be a must do, if not for Valentine's Day, in the near future.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So how do we get reservations? How do we get in touch with you at STK?
So you can make a reservation on Open Table. Always. If you can't get a reservation on Open Table, you can always call the restaurant.
And beg.
I mean, I had a guy begging me yesterday for a reservation, and I was like, honestly, let's do it. Why not?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So, I mean, we always try to make accommodations for everyone.
Yes. Well, you're opening up your private rooms, adding more tables.
I mean,
you're doing everything you can to accommodate as many people as possible and extending hours. You can go to stkhouse.com or give them a call at 404-793-0144. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this luscious red that DA brought in from STK. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're speaking with the general manager of STK in Atlanta, DA. They have some wonderful things coming up in February, like Singles Awareness Month. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, what we decided to do with this is, you know, you have all these things that happen around Valentine's Day that are...
Couple.
Yeah, couple. And people that are single are, like, aware that they're single.
Yeah.
Right? So we did something...
Painfully.
Exactly. So what we did is we wanted to do something to bring all the singles together, like get a group of your friends together and come have dinner. So we did a group dining package, $70 a person, and you get... two appetizers, you get two salads, you get three different entrees, you get three sides, and you get a dessert, and it's all shared family style, right? So you're with a group of friends, and it all comes out to the center of the table, and you have a great time, you drink, you party, you have fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
It is a lot of food. And it includes prime rib, too, so.
Prime rib?
I know, which is one of my favorites, and it's not on our menu, so...
Okay, that's
reason
a
enough.
Lot of food. That's for 12 people.
Yeah, or more.
Or more.
We can bring 40. If you have 40 friends.
If you have 40 friends, you're stretching it. Okay, and that's for the month of February,
yep.
Singles Awareness.
Yep.
And so all you have to do is get in touch with STK to set that up and make your reservations. Okay, now we are drinking a fabulous red.
Yes.
That is so smooth to be such depth to this red wine.
Yeah, and it's uniquely affordable, and it's made by the Prisoner Wine Company. And so,
I love that.
Yeah, the Prisoner, I mean, they got their start with... The Prisoner, which is kind of like a Atlanta favorite. You see it on most wine menus. We used to do it by the glass. Uh-huh. We did for like 2 years. But this particular bottle was released in 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. And it's a unique bottle because there's all these like crazy scratch marks all over it.
Like the days that they're marking off that they've been in the cell.
And that's why they're deranged. So that's why it's called deranged. But it's a blend of five different grapes, Cab Sav, Petite Syrah, Merlot, Syrah, and Zin. So unique flavors, kind of blackberry, but not too sweet, nice velvety finish, and smooth. You feel all the flavors.
Oh, you do. And this is a great winter, cool weather wine.
Yep.
And you serve it by the bottle?
By the bottle.
And you said it's affordable?
It is. It's like $200. So in comparison to our other wines that are on the menu, it's affordable.
It's affordable. And it's this is a great wine.
It's stellar. It really is. And you're not going to be able to get it for very long because it was a very small release.
There's
not a lot of it in Georgia.
I love that. Thank you so much, DA, for joining us in the studio, General Manager of STK. Once again, you can go online at stkhouse.com or give them a call at 404-793-0144. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And jump on that Valentine's special that they have because it's delectable sounding, and I'll be there.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the North Atlanta Home Show. I'm with my good friend, Josh Ketter-Heinrich, who you had no problems getting in, did you?
It wasn't too bad. We actually braved the snow. I didn't even have to put in four-wheel drive, and we made it up.
You come in your Hummer?
Yeah. It's Toyota Highlander.
Okay.
I wish.
But we are at the Infinite Energy Center, the Forum. So don't go to the arena, folks. It's at the Forum in the Infinite Energy Center, the Forum. So we're going to be broadcasting just for another 30 minutes if you're in the area. But the show is going to be going on till 7 o'clock tonight. But Josh is with me from Silver Oak Remodeling. And, oh my gosh, he's done so much at my house, my mother's house, my friend's house. It's just amazing the work that Silver Oak Remodeling does. And Josh, would you say right now that you're doing more basements or additions?
We're seeing a lot of both. People are basically trying to expand the usable space in their house. They love it. Houses are getting more and more expensive.
They love the neighborhood they're in. They don't want to move.
Yes, exactly. Love the community.
Yeah.
And you know, can't find something exactly they want at the same price point. So we're seeing that they're starting to utilize the basement downstairs that's been, you know, concrete.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2x4s there. Mm-hmm. What can we do with the space? We got 1,000 square feet, 2,000 square feet down there. Or
wow.
They've got a nice sized lot, or, you know, and they do have room to expand in the back, change the master bathroom, change the kitchen, increase that square footage there. So there's not necessarily a reason to move out of the house except one thing. Their bedroom's not big enough, their kitchen's not big enough, or they need room for the kids downstairs right in the basement to shut them down there.
Yeah.
And so they can, or the adults, they want a nice media room, or they want a wet bar down there to entertain.
Workout room.
We do. People, we are actually doing a lot of gyms and putting in special floors for that. Now, if they're using that as much as the media rooms, I don't know. But we are doing a lot of gyms. You know, you got that one awkward room there. Why not put some equipment in there and utilize that? So we do a lot of custom gyms. Wine cellars, you can do some special things if you are a connoisseur of the wine and you want to keep your bottles and have a nice showpiece. So much to do with the basement, and it expands the actual square footage that you're able to use in your house. So,
but don't think that you are all-knowing and can go out there and start this project yourself, because you have to pull permits. You're going to need a plumber. You're going to need an electrician. You're going to need a designer. You're going to need a contractor. And you think that you can do all these things yourself,
yes.
But then so many of these projects need to work with one another, and that's when the ball drops.
It's a lot of communication between from the design all the way to the trades and scheduling the work out there, including the permit process.
Yeah.
That's not fun. You know, HGTV makes it look simple.
I know, they can do it in a day, and I don't know why you're taking so long.
Their kitchen's on an iPad. They start expanding, knocking down walls with a finger or stylist, and bam, it's a new kitchen, and the next day everybody shows up. Now, we make it feel that way because we do all the meetings at our showroom or on your house, you know, put in the work behind the scenes so that when we start, you know, you're not worrying about all the in-between, such as the permitting, such as, can I trust this plumber? Will this guy show up? We're responsible for that from start to finish, from the design. We're responsible for that walking through with the client all the way to when they're swinging hammers, all the way again to making sure it's permitted properly for that particular district.
And that can get dicey depending on where you are and all the permits that have to be pulled.
I've had one or two clients pull their own permits, and it's the kind of thing where we're advising them almost the whole time, and it takes three times as long. So there is a lot of little things that seem straightforward, but we've been doing it so long, so it's a little smoother for us. But again, we take all that kind of headache out so that we don't turn a already maybe 2 to 3 month project into a 6 to 8 month project.
Yeah. You know? And in the long run, folks, you will save money by hiring a top to bottom, buttoned up, tie a bow on it.
There's no pointing fingers. You know, if you got a designer, you went out and got an architect. Now, we work with architects and we work with designers, actually. A lot of people get their plans.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to sometimes change them because the actual the concept when it's going to build might not work out as much with what that architect envisions. So we have to go back. When we're responsible for the whole thing, it's seamless.
Right.
So we will pull that person in. We will work with our own in-house. We have an in-house CAD department that develops, you know, plans, drawings, renderings, 3D, so you can kind of see it. And we're also then, once we're on site, a design build firm is what we're called. They can make sure that that plan and vision comes together and not those little additional costs that might have not been foreseen if we didn't do the design, if a design company didn't do it. So those things come up less. There's still some unforeseen conditions. We try to minimize, be transparent, and think of what you haven't thought about in that house.
Folks, if you have a question for Josh about some remodeling that you are thinking about doing, some additions, some basement, it could be your kitchen, your bedroom, your bathroom, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Maybe you're already in the process and you see that, this isn't going so well.
That happens a lot. People will be in the middle with something with an architect. You know, it's interesting. It's all relational. If you're not getting along with the architect or the designer during the fun phase, which is putting it together, there's going to be major problems. We try to build a relationship with our clients. You need to build a relationship with whoever's starting your project and feel comfortable asking them questions. You know, are they getting frustrated with? I mean, there's a lot of different things because it is something you're going to be living with for 5, 10, 25 years.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to make changes. And it's not, you know, this isn't dating for a month. This is dating for, this is getting married for 6 months.
My builder would tell me, a change, Belinda, it's only money. You want to move that window 2 feet? Yes. It's only money.
Money solves everything, right?
Right. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750. Now, you mentioned earlier that you offer 3D renderings.
Yeah.
So that is like what they're doing on HGTV.
Yes,
so
yes.
The customer can really get a complete picture of what their remodel or what their basement or redo is
kitchen,
going
bath,
to look
yep.
like.
Yes. That's what's beautiful now about technology. We can actually almost put you in what we're going to build.
See, that's what I need.
It's not blueprints.
If you give me a blueprint that I'm looking down on from the top and all I see are just lines, I cannot visualize what's going on.
Oh, you have to go to engineering school be a builder to see what the outcome in that. And that's still tough. So 90% of our clients really want to see what the project's going to come to. And that's really the fun part for us. We have an inside CAD team that is all part of our work that's included in our pricing and what we do, because you need it to be able to see what you're doing. We want to discover what you like, what you don't like. We want to sit down and go over those little details before we've ordered the cabinets, before we've ordered the tile. What's your electrical layout? You'd be surprised at how many times, hey, I would have liked to switch here. You know, you're walking in a room and you got to go all the way across to hit a switch.
Yeah.
You know, so we're thinking about that before we get to construction. And so because of that,
it's kind of like you're in a computer game and you're walking through your house.
Yes.
And
there are virtual reality on some of our CAD programs where you can put the goggles on and actually kind of walk through it.
Oh, that's cool.
Now that can also make you nauseous. So we most people still like to see it on the TV screen to get a feel for it. So FYI, we usually still
like
put it on
the old Chevy show at Six Flags.
Exactly.
That used to make me sick.
So you've got that technology, and we put it on a big screen television. We walk you through a couple different views. You tell us what you want. Most people pull a picture or two, and then we put together the rest, and you come back and you're like, yes, I like it, or let's make a couple changes. You know, we take the time in the beginning. Does it take you a week or two or a month or two? You know, everybody's pace is a little bit different. It's a big decision for them, and we want to make sure we answer all their questions and deliver the results they want.
Now, do you like it or not, is it irritating when a client comes to you, say they're going to redo their bathroom, and they have a folder of, you know, I like these three vanities, and look at all these pictures of mirrors, and I've got four pictures of lights, and I've, you know, they just come with you with all these magazine clippings and
depends how thick the folder is. So it's critical that a customer, you know, they've been thinking a little bit about what they like and know their style.
Yeah.
We do have customers, well, what do you think? well, we will spend hours telling them what we think, and they're like, well, that's not my style, or, you know, I don't quite gravitate. So if they have a folder, we like that. Again, certain people want, we're the professionals, you do what you guys kind of think here. But we like the input of a client. They usually have a few key things that they're looking for in this. You'd be surprised why people remodel. There's usually two or three things very important to them, and we want to know those things. But having those ideas laid out is critical. We want you to say, hey, I saw this kitchen here, I saw this bathroom here, this basement is because of this, and show us what. That's the beauty of what we do. You show us what you want, we'll deliver it to you, and we'll show you a picture of it and how it's going to incorporate in your space. Now, not everybody has room for, you know, an 800 square foot, you know, kitchen,
right,
or whatever.
So right.
They will take elements of that, like, hey, I love this vent hood. This is beautiful. I love it. Or I need more cooking surface, or I need more. I mean, behind the cabinets, think of the rollouts and the different functionalities where I don't want all this stuff on my countertops anymore, or I can't plug in my appliance here. You'd be surprised. Or I want a mixer where I don't have to get it from above the refrigerator. I want a mixer tray that pulls up and presents it on to the thing instead of having to reach in for a 200-pound mixer.
Yeah.
You ever seen those things?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's KitchenAid is heavy.
Yes. Yes. Usually our installers have to come put it on top of the piece of the appliance lift because those things are so ridiculous.
Now, what type of countertops are, you know, we've gone from...
Corian?
Yeah, Corian. You know, what are the countertops to be installing right now if you're remodeling?
I mean, we're 90% quartz. People like to get exotic with these marbles. Some people hate quartz. 90% of people, I think, like it. You know, some people are just naturalists. I want marble. But the quartz they're putting out right now, the competitive, I mean, everybody's producing quartz. So the product's getting much better. It's a little bit more affordable than it was a year ago, two years ago. Kind of like television, the technology and the producers, there's more competition for it.
Right.
And it looks natural. And it doesn't stain. We literally, I have quartz in my house. But wait, my wife yelled at me for having a glass of red wine on. She's like, Josh. And so I was like, just see if it wipes up, you know, like kind of like it was funny. And there was no problem with it.
Absolutely. Like, on my mother's countertops, it's quartz and a Sharpie.
Yeah. Oh, a black Sharpie.
A black Sharpie got accidentally, marked on it. I literally took my finger, wet it, and marked it off. Now, it had dried.
Again, stuff, the
a marble, we would have been just
hosed. You'd be crying. Yeah, that would have been part of the beauty of the countertop from then on the your beautiful.
Look at this vein.
Yes, this was from a party. Now, you used to have stories from the stains you made on your countertop, right? That was a, you know, reception we had at our, now you can wipe them up and they're clean. And they're even hypoallergenic to a certain level. They're not harboring bacteria.
Not porous.
So, yes, you're going to love the new countertops. And we've got that all at our showroom, too. We have tile, a full cabinet selection, full countertop selection. We got the big brands, Cambria, and some of the big boys out there. But we also have some nice stock quartzes that are very affordable when it comes to countertops. You'd be surprised what you can get now for a big kitchen countertop, huge island. I mean, you'd be surprised. What you're able to afford now with some of the products that are out there.
And it is virtually maintenance free.
Yep.
All right, we are speaking with Josh Ketter-Heinrich with Silver Oak Remodeling. Folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our final segment with the North Atlanta Home Show, broadcasting live. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Here's Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. There we go. We are broadcasting live from the North Atlanta Home Show. We have just a few minutes left. I want to thank Julie and the whole crew for having us out. We've had an absolute blast. They're open till 7. You can come out tomorrow, 11 to 5. I'm here with Josh Ketter-Heinrich with Silver Oak Remodel. And Josh, project management is a big thing that y'all do.
Critical.
Critical.
Yes.
That's something that the regular homeowner would not be so good at.
Yeah, you can hire a general contractor, you can hire contractors, but you really need somebody who's going to pull it together for you, put the schedule down, you know, keep, you know, budgets in lines and things like that. And that's, again, a nice thing about design build firm. You have a project developer and a designer who puts things together for you with us. Then they pass it off to the project manager. And so with Silver Oak Remodel, you get professional project managers that are going to be there from the start to the finish of the project to take care of some of those headaches you don't want to deal with or not sure how to deal with.
Right.
Controlling the schedule, managing the contractors, making sure the quality's there. So you got just another layer of management that you don't have to worry about, and you don't have to yell at the painter. The project manager yells at the painter.
Oh, that takes just, you know, it's already stressful to have remodeling done in the home, whether you stay there or you're not staying there, and that just takes a whole bunch of stress off your plate.
Yes. I mean, you can have a full team. That's what's funny. It's not just about the work being done. It's about the planning. It's about the scheduling. It's about making sure the materials are installed right. It's about the construction quality. And so you need somebody on site. And then even with us, you still have a project developer that's with us. You know, you still have these other layers that are a full team effort that really takes the stress off the homeowner. Now, don't get me wrong. When we're remodeling a kitchen, you're still stressed out. We're in your space you're living in, right?
Right.
So there's only so far we can go from that. And you get the customers excited and anxious at the same point. There's a little bit of dust in
the
air.
They want it done yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. They're excited for the first 3 weeks and 4 weeks, but yeah, the more management you have, which is a great thing with design build, then the smoother the project's going to go.
Okay, how do we get in touch with you, Josh?
Well, you can go to silveroakremodel.com, or you can always give us a call at 770-892-6688 or silveroakremodel.com, I said.
You're the best in the business, that's for sure.
Thank you, Belinda.
The gold standard. Oh, the silver standard.
Platinum?
Platinum. Okay.
5-star.
You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.